This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Friday, March 2nd. While the cattle market ends the day up a little bit while still in recovery mode from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
We generally trended lower this week following what was a bearish cattle on feed report from USDA this past Friday. Kind of a negative action here overall. The box beef market's been very strong. Despite the lower board and some other negative factors, the box beef market's been very strong. We had this range where we consolidated from 200 to 210 in choice boxes for a long time. We're up as high as 221 this week. So that market has improved quite a bit, perhaps indicating some better demand or tighter supplies here down the road. Cash cattle market, we did see some cash trade in the 126 to 127 range yesterday. Traders waiting to see what develops during the later part of this week here, but 126 to 127 is what caught some early light trade on the cash cattle this week.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 21 points at 506 and a quarter. March corn was up 4 and a quarter at 378 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 540 to 595 and a half. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 21 and three quarters, ranging from 679 to 701. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 14, ranging from 750 to 755. Live cattle for April were up a nickel at 123.50. March feeder cattle were up 30 cents at 145, 12 and a half. And March class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 1408. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.